Nestled in a basement of Israel's Ben-Gurion University is Frederick Liebersart's Room of Nightmares, a tiny box filled with still tinier boxes of cockroaches and the most conniving insect on Earth, Ampulex compressa, a.k.a. the Emerald Wasp or Jewel Wasp. Its hypnotizing beauty belies its belligerence. With big eyes and a precious green sheen to its body, colors shifting as the parasite sprints about the cage. Today is an unlucky day for this roach. It scrambles around a petri dish at the rear of the cage and seems to realize the mistake it's made. It freezes and rights its posture like a tiny lowrider, but the iridescent wasp pounces anyway, grasping the roach and slamming her stinger between its front legs, paralyzing them. As the pair grapple in a Looney Tunes-esque cloud of limbs and wings, the wasp, who's half the size of the cockroach, pulls out her stinger and, now unobstructed by normally flailing front legs, drives it through her victim's neck and into the brain. They keep tussling, flinging the cage's lovely pastel pebbles of blue and pink in all directions as the roach, desperate for leverage, braces itself against the wall of the plastic cage. Still, the wasp, her body bent in half to make the reach, clings with her stinger stuck in the victim's head. But she's not dilly-dallying on account of pumping an ungodly amount of venom. No, she's feeling around for the right spot in the brain to inject her mind-control potion. Two spots, to be exact. While the combatants flutter, the wasp's ultra-dexterous stinger probes for a pair of regions in the brain that govern locomotion. When she finds them, she loads each with venom, releases her grip, pulls out her stinger, and backs away. And the cockroach stands there. After a few more minutes, instead of panicking like you or I might if a needle just went through our brains, the roach begins grooming itself, taking its legs and antenna into its mouth, calmly, systematically, one limb after another, like nothing happened. 10 minutes after the attack, the wasp again approaches. Without the slightest objection from the cockroach, she bites onto the base of its left antenna and slides her mouth a quarter of the way down, then snaps her jaws with a bob of her head. After a dozen tries, slide and bite, the wasp finally severs the antenna and laps blood from the stub. Then she does the same to the other, slide, slice, slurp. After all, brainwashing a cockroach takes a lot out of a wasp, and she needs to get back that lost energy. Still, the cockroach does not object. When the wasp has had her fill, she again leaves the cockroach, but she returns a few minutes later, grabbing onto the left antenna stub and giving it a tug. Nothing doing. The roach won't budge. She leaves, returns, and tries again. The cockroach still won't follow, so she tries once more. This time, the potion has kicked in and the dupe is ready. The wasp grabs the cockroach by the antenna stub and starts yanking it toward a vial in the middle of the cage. And the roach follows. It could walk just fine in the other direction if it wanted, mind you, but it accompanies its diminutive captor through the opening of the vial and into its tomb, without complaint. Here, the wasp lays an egg on the cockroach's belly, then leaves and rummages around for those pastel pebbles, piling them into the vial. One by one, carefully, she chooses the right-sized rocks to get a good seal. And never once does the cockroach try to force its way out. Not that the wasp is plugging up the entrance to keep her victim in there. Instead, she's doing it to keep the neighborhood opportunists from consuming her prisoner. Inevitably, the egg will hatch into a larva that pierces the roach's abdomen and sucks its blood. When that well runs dry, the young wasp will drill into the body and consume the organs, taking care to save the bits most vital for the roach's survival until the end, namely the central nervous system. After the tormentor has hollowed everything out, it metamorphoses, then erupts as an adult wasp from the cockroach's corpse, tunneling out of the tomb-turned womb and into a world it will help make so cruel.